Hi, everybody. It's time for another episode of the world's most famous podcast. It's
My name is Craig, and I'm here to say we're talking
about
Blossom
in a Major Way. My name is Jason, and I'm here to say we're talking about Blossom in a Major Way. I wanted to do it as like a round.
Like row, row, row your boat.
Like row, row, row your boat, yeah.
And we're not, yeah. We did it. There's a Blossom Buddies first.
Everybody.
Like sixth to last episode.
Everybody at home is giving us applause.
Yep.
They're going woo
as if like Blossom and Vinny were kissing.
They're saying woo earns.
This episode is a continuation from last week. If you'll recall, last week was a to be continued when Vinny shows up out of nowhere. Which is weird because like this episode had nothing to do with last week's episode.
It's just that
Vinny happened to show up at the end of last week's episode. Like last week's episode was like the beginning of how TV just did cliffhangers every week.
Yeah.
It was this Spoiler isn't a to be alert. Continued. It's just like, oh shit, we're talking about Vinny next week.
Spoiler alert, things don't end up so well with Blossom and Vinny, but I think what they wanted to do with this episode is in my head canon is that they know the show isn't picked up for another season at this point. Tony and Shelley are gone, basically. We haven't seen Buzz since last season. He only showed up like once or twice.
Yeah, I think he showed up when Shelley and Tony got married, and that was the last time we saw him.
And this really feels like there's a literal scene in this episode where they're giving the dog a bath.
Yeah.
And it, you know, this the repilot of Blossom was a failure to make it.
I love the scene though. They're giving Winston the dog a bath. And Frank's there because Frank just shows up. Frank's one of the opening credits, by the way. It's like Kevin Jamal something or other. Like he's in the season 5 opening credits, I've noticed. So that explains why he just shows up for no reason in every episode. But he goes on to talk about how his mom or his sister or somebody just also bathes him in the yard. Just gets the hose out and hoses him down. So Frank's got an interesting home life. No wonder he's over at the Russo house all the time.
Well, here's something interesting I just noticed. I just looked up, what's his face? Kevin Jamal Woods.
Yeah.
And he was actually...
was he in the Little Rascals?
Yes. Was he Buckwheat?
I don't know. Because I think there was two...
Yeah, no, he was Stymie.
Stymie, yeah.
Stymie, the other black kid.
Yeah, the other black Little Rascal.
Yeah, I thought for a second that maybe Kennedy was actually Darla, but that's not the case. That is not the case. In fact, I can't tell little white girls apart. They all look the same to me.
No, they definitely all look the same. Yeah, he was he was also in Babe. He played the role of Puppy. I assume that's just a voiceover role.
The voice of the puppy, yeah.
not a human boy character named Puppy.
I'm just looking at Kennedy because I'm curious. She hasn't worked since 2004. Yeah. So she probably has some regular ass job now.
Probably. Same with Kevin Jamal Woods. Hasn't worked since 2000. He was in something called Brainiacs.
That's true. And his picture is literally a picture of him from like this show era.
He was in Walker, Texas Ranger.
Did he have AIDS?
Remember
the kid from...
I don't remember. I haven't watched it. Do you remember Bruce Campbell's show? Fuck, what was it called? The Western.
You've never seen that clip from Walker, Texas Ranger with the kid from from Sixth Sense.
Yeah,
he's like, "Hi, my name's blah blah blah." Walker says, "I have AIDS."
Yeah, that's brutal. But no, Briscoe, The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. Remember that shit?
Vaguely. I
downloaded it. It's real hard to watch. I watched like two or three episodes and I was like, that's about enough of that.
Is he like I'm Bruce Campbell and here I am being Bruce Campbell.
Hey, I'm Bruce Campbell and I'm
in the old West now.
Why don't you be real good about some stuff that you're being bad about and I'm going to make out with your daughter.
I'm all out of gum.
Yeah, it's
time to kick ass and chew gum. I'm all out of gum.
Like Bruce Campbell's amazing, but it was a real bad show other than him being the star.
Remember Bubba Ho-Tep?
I do. That movie is fantastic.
Weird movie.
The best part is his friend who claims to be JFK. but he's black. It's played by Ozzie Davis.
Yeah.
They painted me this color.
Well, but those are much good. More entertaining things. Let's talk about episode five.
Remember the old woman who comes up to the other woman who's in the iron lung, and she just like looks at her and then steals her glasses and like runs away before being killed by a mummy. Spoiler alert.
I haven't seen Baba Hotep since it came out in like 2004.
Oh, so God, watch it again. It holds up. It's so good.
It is due for a review. You can see all my movie reviews on my Instagram at SpiderHero9000.
Yeah. By the time this comes out, if Jason hasn't reviewed Baba Hotep, everyone go just like spam his Instagram.
If I get more spamming on my Instagram than we've ever had on this show over 100 episodes, I'm going to have a meltdown. I'm going to have a meltdown, and it's going to be your fault, Craig.
Yep.
We've been doing this show.
I'll be there on Zoom. You get knocked down, but you get up again. I'll be the one to pick you back up.
Almost 2 years, a year and a half. Not a single person has commented. Not a single person.
It's been almost 2.5. It's been over 2 years. We started this in like July 2019.
I mean, since we've been doing literally on
Zoom. Oh, the pandemic. Yeah, the pandemics. Zoom.
You know?
Let's talk about Blossom.
Let's get this episode out of the way.
Sorry for bringing up Briscoe County Jr.
That's cool. This is the Bruce Campbell episode. So Vinny shows up, as we've covered. He's got, you know, he's got a full denim outfit.
He's wearing jeans and like a polo shirt, but then he's got an oversized sports jacket over top of it.
So oversized.
Like, it's like when you see like on a TV show when someone borrowed a suit from their dad. Like, that's clearly the look he's got going for him. And Nick comes in and he's impressed. He's like, Vinny, what are you doing here? And B, you're so sophisticated now.
You've pulled a complete 180.
And it was just like a tweed, like an oversized tweed jacket. I said to you when we were watching, like, you could have gone to Value Village and got that thing for like $3. And now Nick has a whole new view of this guy.
I mean, Vinny used to be just like a straight up greaser from the wrong side of the track. So this,
true.
This
when he
is
first
probably shocking, but then Blossom shoos him away because, you know, Nick has been very intrusive to Blossom lately with her relationships, especially a couple weeks ago or last week when she was like, date my best friend's son, he's perfect for you.
And that was gross. Gross behavior on Nick's part.
Super gay guy. So we go to the, you know, Vinny and Blossom kiss in this scene. They just get back together immediately.
Yeah, and it was so weird because they haven't seen each other in like a year. And then they're just like, hey, like, I was kind of hoping we get back together. And Blossom's like, yeah, maybe. And then they make out. Like, that's literally what happens.
And then he's like, I'll come by and pick you up later.
Yeah, he's like,
we're going to go out on the town.
Cool. I'll be back in an hour. We'll hang out. It'll be cool. Like, so unmonumental for, like, I mean, the guy that Blossom dated for, what, 2 seasons?
Yeah.
And then maybe just over 2, because I think like whatever, it doesn't matter.
It does not matter. So we go to the kitchen.
Not at all matter.
Nick's in there. Joey shows up. They yak it up a bit.
Joey's going to walk the dog. Joey thinks that Jay Leno stopped by. Nick's all like, guess who stopped by? Or you'll never guess who stopped by. And Joey's like, why not? Because it's someone you wouldn't expect. And Joey, convinced that he knows, it's like, holy like Jay Leno was here. Very excited.
It wasn't Jay Leno. And then Nick says something about, you know,
he's here for,
you gotta walk the dog, but it looks more like the dog's gonna walk you because look at the length of his legs, you have to go his pace. And Joey's like, I got an idea, and picks the dog up and takes the dog for a walk by him carrying the fucking dog. And this is the quality Blossom has hit. This is par for the course for the kind of jokes we see. I do like it when Joey interacts with people, and Joey has sort of become like the Kramer.
Yeah.
You know, like
kind of self-aware. Well, I mean, he hit self-awareness of his own idiocy, like, I guess the end of last season or maybe beginning of the season, when he had that chat with Blossom, and she was just like, are you really dumb or are you just acting? He was like, I'll never tell.
We also kind of learned from the scene that Nick is like almost okay with Vinny. Almost.
He's okay with him now until a bit later in the episode. But he's super stoked Vinny is back because he's wearing a jacket that doesn't fit him instead of
a leather jacket
that does fit him.
Exactly. So we go up to Blossom's room. Six comes busting in because she, you know, Blossom obviously told her the news. and they get all horny. They get all horny about romance. And I guess Blossom is planning to have Vinny over for a candlelight dinner. And Six is like, you know, Boomer isn't very great at romance. He takes me to the top of Mulholland Drive and we watch the sunset and see how the smog changes the colors of the sunset. And Blossom's like, hey, I get a, you know, that's the kind of romance they only have in movies, sarcastically. And then we get the scene of,
well, like, that's, I mean, the thing is, like, that's funny to people outside of LA, but like, that's probably literally what you do.
I mean, that sounds fun to me, honestly. Like,
I mean, the smog in LA, I think it's better now, but like in the 90s, the smog in LA was insane. Like, that's literally insane. What the sunset would be from like the edge of Mulholland Drive.
Now it's like, more like you sit at the top of Mulholland and look across and see the wildfires. You see how, yeah, you know, yeah, the left side of the city of on smog. Fire. Yeah. That's crazy though. That's the smoke probably has just overtaken the smog. In addition to the smog that is still there, don't get it twisted. There's still a lot of smog in Los Angeles.
Still smog. I think the smog peaked because people are starting to buy, especially in LA, they're starting to buy hybrid and electric cars, and just like emissions are better than they were in the 90s. Like, cause we have, I don't know what it's called in the States, but we have like drive clean or whatever in Canada. Or at least in Ontario, to make sure that your car isn't polluting as much as...
Well, it probably peaked around possible. When Hummers were popular. So remember that phase when Hummers were like a thing and you'd see Hummers everywhere and they just drink gas and shoot out fucking
rolling coal of
horrible smoke? They eat Monopoly and shit out Connect Four. That's a little ICP reference.
Nice. Nice. I wish I had some Faygo. But
Faygo's
do delicious. You ever wonder how magnets really work?
Magnets. How do they work?
They're a hobby of mine, magnets.
That's not even the weirdest thing they say in that song. I just want to point that
out. I don't know any of that. I just know that that's a thing of ICP.
The whole song that Magnets, How Do They Work is from, it's just a bunch of like, it's a God, really. That album, they like found God basically because they got off pills. And that album, all of the songs are real like preachy, religious preachy. And that song is just like, how do all these things work? Who knows? It's probably God. Shout out to Violent J though, because Violent J is having a heart condition. He's a big fat guy, so he's having a heart.
No, like right respect now. To ICP, like they're ridiculous, but like,
yeah,
seriously ridiculous. But yeah, I find it ridiculous also that like you would get off drugs and then just be like, well, I guess science doesn't make any fucking sense.
Well, no, but when they were on drugs, they were like, we actually think a psycho circus is going to come consume the earth like some sort of like hell. Like
they almost got Satan. There. If they had just stuck with it, they could have made it happen.
It's true. They could have. And psycho circus as a theme is kind of fun.
It's too bad. It's almost too bad it didn't happen because the world's going to die in pollution and overheating and stuff. It would have been way cooler if we went down in like a real apocalypse, like juggalos destroying society.
Yeah, but instead it turns out the juggalos are like kind of cool. They're like nice to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were literally at one point classified as a gang.
I mean, they are a gang, kind of, just not a violent gang.
No, but like in the U.S., the FBI gang list, they were like classified as a gang at one point. I don't know if it's like that anymore, but that was a thing for a while. And it's crazy because these kind of like how
communism was a big threat in the 50s. Like,
yes, exactly the same thing.
Well, no, like it's just like a stupid thing to call a threat. Is what I mean.
Just a bunch of drunk fucking meth heads just loving each other and trying to do meth in a field, wear clown makeup and be weirdos. Like,
it's, but my point is that also at the same time, like, they were like, no one was overthrowing the U.S. government with communism.
No,
in the 50s
there were people that were just like people that were blacklisted for like being speaking out against, you know, capitalism and democracy.
Yeah. Mostly. Or because someone had a grudge against them and they were like, that guy's a communist. And
he's a communist. It was like, witches in like Salem, basically. Witch hunting.
100%. 100%. And kind of like how when they're giving Winston a bath in the backyard.
Thank you. That's all that happens in that scene. They give Winston a bath.
Frank
is like, they hold me down in the backyard.
And like, the story went nowhere. Like, why was this scene here? Except for Frank to make an appearance,
I guess. We've talked about it too long at this point already.
Next scene, Joey is playing Nintendo with his new girlfriend. We didn't realize he broke up with his other girlfriend, but I guess that makes it more okay that he almost banged Six a week or two ago.
This is the same girl, though. This is Alyssa.
No, it's not the same girl. It is not the same girl.
This is the dumb girl from the whole time. This is the same girl.
I don't think it's the same girl. I don't think it's the same girl. And I'm going to go to IMDb. I think his other girlfriend was named something else. Alyssa is someone new. I'm not 100%, but we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Holly Fields.
Right now. What?
How many episodes of Blossom has Holly Fields been in?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, that's what you're looking up, isn't it?
No, go to the fucking episode guide and I'm going to see.
Yeah, how many episodes that she's been in. Man, this girl's been in. She played Black Cat in the Spider-Man 2 video game.
Nice. Good for her. I'm quite sure this is not.
Okay, fine. You're right. She was only in one episode. She looks exactly the same as the girl who was super dumb.
Right. Remember? So Joey had this other girlfriend for several episodes, clearly broke up with her, but like there was no mention of that.
No.
And then he almost finger banged Six. And then he has this new girlfriend who all she wants to do is please Joey. She has no personality of her.
She's also pretty stupid. Like she that's why I got confused, because she looks the same. She's blonde and ditzy.
I don't think she's stupid. I think she just has no like backbone or personality.
That could be it.
Yeah. Like, because there was no, like, the other girl was very clearly like way dumber than Joey. Like Joey would be like, get a load of this idiot. Whereas this girl, Alyssa,
I think
Joey
was just like, at certain points.
No, I think it was just like, you come on, like make a decision. I can't believe this woman won't make a decision. They end up breaking up. I'm going to spoil it right now. In a couple seconds, they break up at the end of the episode.
Also in the scene, he's playing Wonder Boy on an NES somehow. And yeah, if you know anything about video games, I'm just looking up to see if maybe there was a Wonder Boy on
or something
on Nintendo or something.
Wonder Boy was like Sega's mascot before Sonic.
So
the fact that Joey was clearly holding a Nintendo controller,
and Adventure Island is a similar kind of game,
or much smaller franchise. I think there was only two or three of those. I think there was like Adventure Island 1 and 2, and then like Adventure Island.
Yeah, and some Game Boy ones and stuff too. Yeah. But he's playing it. We get a woe in this scene. I can't even remember why we were talking over it. I'm pretty sure, because who the fuck cares?
Yep, I didn't feel like rewinding to find out what was said that he woed at.
And then we find out Alyssa likes to knit.
But she also keeps making him pies. She made him like a blueberry pie, and Blossom ate it because Blossom comes in and was like, that blueberry pie you made Joey was delicious. And then Joey says something like, yeah, I wish it was lemon meringue. And she's like, I'll be right back. I gotta go make a pie.
I gotta leave.
Blossom takes that pie to her romantic dinner with Joe or with Vinny. Like, that's Joey's true. Not getting any of these pies.
So the next scene is very chaotic. We're in the kitchen. Nick is drying the dog. Carol's there. Blossom comes into the room. Six busts in with CDs and like hairspray, makes the handoff to Blossom, and everybody's like, blah, 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 blah. And then Vinny shows up. Joey's there to greet Vinny after the previous scene where Blossom asks Joey to keep him company.
Yeah.
And Joey's like, well, I don't know how. And she's just like, just be yourself. And but it's funny because when Vinny shows up, Joey and Alyssa meet him at the door and then leave immediately.
Yeah, he was just so like, really, we're supposed to entertain you, but we're going to go see a movie instead. So here's a six-year-old.
So Kennedy and Vinny have a cute scene, actually, where they have a little bit of a back and forth. She's just like, she's like, you must be Vincent. He's like, you can call me Vinny. And she goes, you can call me Kennedy. And I thought that was very precocious. Children are very funny to me sometimes.
Yeah.
I do like the character of Kennedy now that she's not like, and also I'm British.
I'm quite British and this is how I talk.
Yeah.
No, it's great that she can just talk like a normal person.
Like a normal person.
Well, instead of like forcing, you know,
forced British. I knew
not that British people aren't normal, but her pretending to be British is not normal.
How about those teeth? The British people, am I right? That was a joke that like was in every sitcom in the 90s. So,
yeah.
Anyway, they go to Blossom's room. It's very romantic. They have dinner in Blossom's room, Shay's Blossom, as they call it. You know, Alyssa made the pie. Basically, they agree that they're going to, you know, Vinny's going to move back home, go to UCLA with Blossom, and they're going to get an apartment together.
Yep. You might say it's an impulsive decision.
It's an extremely impulsive decision. Then we go down to the kitchen after the date. Vinny obviously gets his dick wet. And and then we're back in the kitchen. Blossom's doing dishes. We get a little gag where Joey puts his bowl down. And Blossom's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, we had quite a discussion on this. Because Blossom gets mad. Like, Blossom's doing dishes already, and Joey just puts a dirty bowl next to her. One dish. There was a spoon. One dish. Two dishes. And a spoon,
yeah.
And Blossom's like, what the hell are you doing? Are you giving me a dish to wash because I'm a woman? And he's like, you're already doing the dishes, which should be the end of the argument.
But I'll tell you what the frustrating part is. Okay. I'll tell you what the frustrating part is. When you're doing the dishes and somebody puts a dish down next to you and they automatically assume you're going to do it, it's just nice if instead you say, hey, would you mind doing this as well?
That's true. There is a nice
way to do what Joey did. Joey just slammed the bowl down and like walked away. And then when Blossom said something about it and said, hey, you know what, Alyssa's coming back over, why don't you get her to do it? You know, and she, and Joey's like, maybe I will. You know what I mean? So he doesn't, it's more that he didn't really think about what Blossom was doing for him.
Yeah, he didn't use manners.
He didn't use any manners.
Yeah. Yes. Like it is, like Blossom should be expected to do that bowl, but Joey could be courteous about it.
Yeah. He could have put it on the other side also. He put it on the drying rack side, which
I didn't notice that. I figured it was just the TV show and whatever.
We talk about how we hate this show and then we go into so much depth on some things that it's
maybe like, next, like we do another watch through show and we just do something we just do something way worse. Like we do like My Two Dads or something that's like even further back, but like even that less one classic. With the
daughter that's a robot.
Oh, small wonder.
Small wonder.
Yeah. No, I think that's
Oh shit. Well, luckily we're almost done. Maybe we just do bosom buddies. I mean, at least we can talk about
Tom Hanks. That's a good idea.
My
Two Dads. My Two Dads have Paul Reiser.
Okay.
Remember Paul Reiser in Aliens when he locked Ripley and Newt in that room with the face huggers? Spoilers, if you haven't seen Aliens, Paul Reiser's the bad guy.
Spoilers. So Alyssa comes over with the sweater that she knit for Joey.
And also Nick, like she has the sweater that she knitted a match. Okay, sorry.
She brings it up, but then she brings it over and hands it off and then leaves.
Oh yeah, you're right.
And then Nick comes
she's like, in, I gotta go knit you some gloves now.
Nick comes in and hears the debate about dishes and says, menus, paper plates.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
Which I thought was funny.
I thought he said maybe you're right, but I thought he said men. We use paper plates.
Yeah, that's what
like,
I wrote down.
Like men is like a headline. Men, subtitle, we use paper plates.
And then Blossom excitedly tells Nick about the conversation they had about moving in and getting Nick a place together. And, Nick, you know, we're going to both go to UCLA. Thrilled. And Carol and Nick look at each other like she just told them that she's going to leave school for the circus.
Yeah, and then we get a commercial break.
We get a commercial break. So
now Alyssa comes over with another sweater that she knitted for herself to match the one she knitted Joey. So now they're both wearing these like pink wool knitted sweaters and it's very off-putting.
It's very off-putting. And she just wants Joey to make all the decisions. This is where we learn that. Yeah.
Joey starts testing her. She's like, he's like, what do you want to watch? And she's like, whatever you want to watch. He's like, okay, how about MTV or how about this other show or how about the Weather Channel? She's like, great, my other favorite. And this is when he's like,
what are you talking about? You want to watch the Weather Channel?
Hey, I'm watching here.
Joey realizes it's not a good thing. So,
yeah, he rolls his eyes a million times in the scene. Like we know he's gonna dump her ass.
Yeah,
and then Blossom
Nick and talks Blossom.
To Nick. Nick starts playing the piano again because we forgot that he was a musician for the last season. We haven't
seen that in a season.
I don't think he's touched the piano this season for sure. No. He definitely did in season four, but I don't know.
But if this was old Blossom, they would have had I almost said to you, oh, we're gonna get a sing along together. Because dad and daughter.
We could have got a sing-along. Or like there has not been an episode where one of his old musician pals has come by to try to start up a band. Remember that happened? That happened. Like, I don't know if it was the beginning of season five or end of season four, but one of his old musician friends showed up and they were like, let's get the band together and tour. Never heard from that guy again.
That was last season. Instead, this time we just had some guy show up and be like, we were cool friends.
Yeah, date my daughter, or have your son careful. Date my daughter.
Yeah. So Nick basically gives her the advice that you're rushing into it, and then Blossom is like, I don't like that, and Nick's like, checkmate. And then and then she's like, you know what I'll do, I'll ask Carol about it, Carol's a romantic. And Carol's like, I'm a romantic, but yeah, I've made all the wrong decisions until I met your dad, who I settled down with.
I think her advice was like think about what you're doing, because you're never going to get that time back.
Exactly. And while we were watching, I asked you, you know, what do you think happens to Nick and Carol after the show's over? And you said, well, the show freezes and nothing happens. But if the reality is, I think that since she's so much younger than Nick, they have about 10 years together. And then she's like, on to the next one.
Yeah. Or she gets cancer and dies and Nick has to raise Kennedy.
And then the cycle starts over, because she's like Blossom's age in the beginning of Blossom.
And then we get Blossom 2.0.
Blossom 2.0.
Nick starts going crazy. Just start calling her Blossom.
Yeah, it's called Kennedy, but he always he's all Blossom. Senile and calls her Blossom. That's fucking dark.
He keeps, like, even though she has her own personality and own life, Nick keeps reenacting whatever happens in the, like, sequential
and like the, of events as the episode's episodes released. Yeah. So we got an episode where he's like, you found a joint, and she's like, no,
I'm
writing my SATs.
Like, yeah. And Nick's like why were you drinking in a hotel with Six and the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Like, who the fuck is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Who's that? The guy from that movie,
Men in Black.
Yeah, I was thinking, what's that movie he did with his kid, with Jade, in the first one? Oh, Happiness.
8 pounds or whatever.
Something. Doesn't matter.
We're over time. Let's get through this. So yeah, basically, we get a scene with Blossom and Vinny where she lets him down, and he starts to get mad, and he starts to do that face that he used to do to Blossom all the time. But then he's like, "Man, you know what? You're right."
Yeah, he has matured. Being at Princeton has matured him. And they don't actually break up. Like, the next scene, like, Joey comes in and he's like, "Oh, I broke up with Alyssa." Like, oh my god, this woman. And Blossom's like, "I know, right? Also, Joey or Vinny and I, we didn't break up, but we're not together."
Yeah, we said, "We'll smell you later."
Basically. So I guess, like, maybe, like, they're hinting at, like, oh, like, years down the road after college, maybe Vinny and Blossom, they'll stay in touch and they'll get back together.
And then maybe that's in the final episode, he comes back or something. Maybe.
I'm wondering that now.
And then we get during that scene you were talking about with Joey, they decide to go see a movie together after they have their little heart-to-heart.
Joey wants to go see Street Fighter, among other action movies of
Blossom 1995. Wants to go see Little Women, which is funny because Little Women was, like, like the new one. Was on the Oscars like last year, so it's weird that brought up. They never made another Street Fighter. Well, they did. They made The Legend of Chun-Li, but it was garbage. They never made an updated Street Fighter movie, which I think would have worked a lot better than the updated Mortal Kombat. But that's for another podcast.
I still haven't seen the updated Mortal Kombat, but I would love to see an updated Street Fighter. I'd like to see a better one. Like, I like The Legend of Chun-Li because, like, I think her as a Street Fighter character has one of the best storylines. So, like, it held my attention, but, like, it was, yeah, not a great movie.
I think they should have Guile be played by Timothée Chalamet.
Again.
Don't worry. Do continuity.
JCVD.
Yeah.
Again.
Then we get credits.
Like 60.
Then we get credits, and it's a blooper for the scene where they were talking.
The worst bloopers. Yeah, it was just a conversational scene, and I'm just like.
And then they just break character, and that's they just laugh.
It's stupid. Like, at this point, so, like, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air did bloopers at the end of all their episodes after
they,
like,
were funny.
One or two seasons. But they were funny because, like, Will Smith and, like, everyone on the show was, like, they were legitimately hilarious people.
Well, I'll tell you they're funny too, because I watch, like, I remember them being funny because I watched through Fresh Prince last year, and I was laughing.
That show was
genuinely funny and timeless.
Yeah.
And Blossom is
not
a product.
Not timeless
of its time.
And not funny. Like,
no.
Like, there feels are funny, like, that, like, Joey, I think Joey is the funniest one on the show, which isn't saying a lot. Like, he would be the least funny person on Fresh Prince.
It feels like we're watching that Blossom show or that 90s show.
Yeah, pretty much. Speaking of that 80s show, I've been watching finally AP Bio, and it's pretty funny.
I told you, it's a great show. It's hard at the beginning to get into, but once it hits its stride, it's fucking.
Yeah, it's like getting on a bike where like the bike is in too high a gear and you got to try real hard to get it up to speed. But then once you're gliding, like, oh, you're cruising and that's great.
And then the three teacher women actually aren't so grating. They are still the worst part of the show, but
yeah,
I do find their antics quite funny now.
Yeah.
So that was another episode. In my opinionation, fuck this episode. It was nothing, garbage.
Garbage at this point. So like, I can't say it's worse than last week's episode or better than last week's episode.
As far as a continuation of last week's episode, because it was a legit to be continued, it paled in comparison to the last episode, because the last episode's plot wasn't all about this dumb Blossom and Vinny thing. It at least had an identity, where this episode's identity was just Blossom and Vinny, which I don't care. Think
over the overarching story of Blossom, like it's a nice like point in the story, like it's a nice touchstone to kind of bring Joey or Vinny back, but like not an entertaining episode. I'm kind of glad they like brought him back to. Well, they didn't really like tie up any loose ends, but like I'm glad they tried to.
I'm glad they tried
to. They failed at it.
We got one woe we weren't even paying attention to.
And woes are so season four.
Yeah. Do you have anything else you want to say?
No, there's no lesson. Tony watch, still no Tony. Well,
actually, you know, there is a lesson to be found in this one.
Yeah, the lesson that Carol gives. Yeah.
Don't rush in.
Think about
you're
it,
gonna waste you all your time if you just get back with your ex-boyfriend, and that's good advice. So you know what, if you're thinking about getting back with your ex-boyfriend, don't kick him to the curb. He'll realize it was probably not a good idea to
begin. But you know, if he used to wear leather jackets and now he wears vests and sports coats,
oh, definitely suck properly, his dick. Definitely give him a hand job.
At least get to third.
Yeah.
And like keep him in your back pocket. I would say don't kick him to the curb, as you put it, but don't
let him give him back you a pearl necklace and then give him that pearl necklace back to him in a
disgusting fashion.
In a case that
I believe they call it
jewelry box goes in. So you can find us on social media.
This has been Blossom Buddies.
It's more important that you find me on social media because I do movie reviews.
We have like six episodes left. Next week, next week's a doozy.
This is an extra long episode too, because we're only recording one episode this week. So
that's true.
And I'm glad that you could enjoy some extra time with old.
Glad Jason you could enjoy Craig. The dulcet tones of the vocal stylings of Jason Phillips and Craig Webster as we discuss. This has been an NPR production of Blossom Buddies.
My name's Vinny. I want you to suck my dick.
Hey, yo!
Hey, yo! Suck a dick over here.